Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Abby Charles, content lead at Gun.io. How you doing today, Abby?
I'm doing great. How are you, Andrew?
I am good. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Business Ninjas. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Gun.io.
So I am a content lead at Gun.io. My background was that I was a copywriter for a long time, kind of got disillusioned with copywriting and decided to make a switch into tech. I went through a bootcamp program and was a front-end engineer for a few years, and then kind of had a hybrid role where I was doing front-end work and doing content design. And kind of decided I wanted to get back into more tech landscape. So I started working at Gun.io in December of 2021. We are a freelance marketplace that caters to mid to senior level tech talent. So we kind of have like two sides to our business. We work with a lot of developers, and then we work with clients who are hiring developers.
Okay, and what verticals do you service?
The two sides of our business are working with tech talent, usually who are 5 years and up in terms of level of experience. So we work with a lot of like senior level tech talent, software architects, CTOs, engineering managers, and kind of all over the board with that, from, you know, all types of front end, back end, database work, kind of anything tech related. And then the other side of it is we work with a lot of like mid to late stage startups and some bigger companies who are looking to hire on tech talent. There's not really one specific business industry that we work with. It's kind of all across the board, which is pretty cool. It gives us the opportunity to really match talent that has an interest in a certain industry with a company that is looking for them, which is pretty cool.
This is a fertile time for a business like yours. There's so many people looking to hit the reset button and find something they can do from home that they care about, or that's a little more creative than they've been doing. What's the origin story of Gun.io? When did they start?
So the company's been around for about 10 years. It kind of started as a way for the person who's our now CTO or CEO was a co-founder, him and a couple friends. Started as a way to kind of find jobs for their developer friends. They started with a job board that had anything from like small bug bounties to full on direct hire jobs. And it just kind of evolved from there. We just did our first, you know, after 10 years of successful bootstrapping, we took our first Series A last year. So it's been growing pretty well for a decade. And I think, you know, the Series A is really allowing us to kind of like hone in on our experience that we're providing for both sides of the equation.
Congratulations. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
And what makes you guys stand up from your competitors?
So I think the thing that is most prominent is that every person who comes to our platform, whether you're a developer or a client, is personally vetted by a human. A lot of our competitors use things, you know, like ATS tracking and a lot of kind of AI computer programs, stuff like that, to suss out who is and isn't the best. All of our developers are vetted by senior level tech talent. So our entire DevRel team is all people who have been working in tech for, you know, 10, 12 years. People who have started their own companies and kind of do this as like a, I guess, like a side project, helping us find, you know, who is the best talent, making sure that they can do the things that they say they can do. I think tech hiring is notoriously difficult, especially for a lot of like non-technical founders. So we provide that expertise and say like, they can do this, they can do the project you need them to do. And then from the client side, we don't just allow anybody who wants to hire through us. We have, you know, kind of like a list of criteria you need to meet where it's kind of like, are you, do you have a good business plan that supports bringing somebody on? Do you have a plan to use this developer in a way that best utilizes their skills, stuff like that. So I think all those words to say, it's really the one-to-one human connection that we make with every person who comes on our platform, regardless of which side they're coming from.
It's important. If anybody thinks of the tech world as some sort of antiseptic place, it's still populated by human beings. And the tech you're designing has to be used by human beings. So if you don't reduce it to that level and approach human beings, it just doesn't fly at the end of the day. So I applaud you for that.
I mean, especially when you see like all the AI things that have been coming out lately, where it's like, could AI do this job? And I think in the end, what it comes down to is like, you have to have that human connection to really understand what growing companies need. I think as a company that grew at like we did for 10 years, we have a deep understanding of what that takes and what it looks like. And it has to be more than just a line item.
Now, in terms of those companies that you vet to place tech talent with, is there a particular kind of company or size company that you work best with?
Not necessarily. You know, we've done a lot of work with like, we worked with Amazon, Tesla, Motley Fool. We also work with companies that are 3 to 4 person startups. They need to grow their product. And so they're looking to bring on high level talent instead of, you know, a lot of smaller companies don't really have the bandwidth or the leeway to grow somebody into a position. They need high end help and they need it now.
And I would think when a company is that small, it's even more critical that you guys do the job at the level that you do, right? Because those people are so dependent. If there's 3 or 4 people and you're putting a single tech person in there, it is paramount that a company like yours does what you do. Tell me about the COVID years. Now, obviously you joined Gun.io during the COVID years, challenges, opportunities. There's a slippery slope between the two. Tell me about how you guys have been able to grow your business.
I mean, coincidentally, our business grew the most, the team grew the most during COVID. We had really always focused on hiring all of our positions for the most part are remote, because we believe you should find the best talent, not the best talent that's locally available. Mm-hmm. And up to the point that we were, you know, that COVID hit, the company was all headquartered in Nashville. Everybody worked from the office. And like most companies, it was kind of, you know, you make the switch now because you have to. And it's turned out to be really beneficial. The company, you know, when I started in December of 2020, we were maybe 20 people. And we're probably at about 35 now. So that's just over the last year and a half that we've grown that much. We've brought on, I think one of the ways that we've been able to do it is, you know, something that we really, I don't know if proselytize about it is the right word, but to bringing people on in a contract capacity until we find out, you know, how we can best utilize them has enabled us to grow even while the economy's been, you know, kind of up and down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we would have one of our senior developers, he was working on a contract for a while until, you know, probably early last year, we brought him on full time because we finally had the ability to do that. So I think that it's been a really unique way to grow the company, kind of do it as you need it, and allows people to have, you know, to kind of like take pride in what we're doing and take pride in the growth that we're all helping to create because you see what comes out of it.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to throw you a lob as content lead. What role has content marketing played in the growth of Gun.io?
So we have primarily focused on growth marketing up to the point that I was brought on. You know, I came on and started doing content at a regular clip, incorporating SEO, all that kind of stuff. Within the first year, our organic traffic increased 100%. New user visits increased 160%. We had a 50% reduction in cost per lead. So it's, you know, it takes a year or so to get to the point where you see those things happening, but it's been really gratifying to see that, you know, the work that I was brought in to do does have an impact. I know I'm preaching to the choir about like, you understand the importance of content and of
a little bit,
a little of providing, things that your audience really wants to see and finds useful. And I think that that's really helped us kind of shift a little bit more from brand work or from growth marketing to brand marketing. Mm-hmm. So we're really starting to focus more on like building that brand loyalty that a lot of other competitors have, trying to provide things that have value beyond just jobs. Mm-hmm. Trying to create a lot of resources that people find useful, whether they contract through us or not. There's always something to learn, and especially for growing companies, that's what I want to provide for people.
Absolutely.
As the content lead, is like, what's the kind of stuff that makes your job easier, or figure out how to make a decision that seemed really cloudy when you approached it at first.
Providing value or information on your website can never be a bad thing, right?
Right.
You got to nurture, again, we're back to the human things. You got to nurture relationships, and people really need to be engaged on your website. Again, we're meeting this way now. Everything's remote.
Yeah.
So I think websites need to be a living and breathing thing more than ever. And that's the only thing that begins relationships that may become fruitful on the other end.
Yeah. So, I mean, the internet has no shortage of information available. So how do you distill that in a way that's useful for people and coming from a place of like, we just want you to succeed, whether that's with us or without us. There's enough room in the world for everybody.
You are literally preaching to the choir now. That's exactly how we feel. No, I mean, look, we try to provide value and help people grow their business. If you do it with us, great. If not, more power to you. Best of luck. Well out there, So the internet is a tool. It can be used for good or evil. We try to do our best to put only good things out there.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that even with a name like Gunn, you guys are doing the same thing.
We've got hired guns. That's kind of where I came from. So,
all right. What's something you'd like to be celebrating personally or professionally a year from now?
I think professionally, I really want to continue to grow our brand awareness. I think that our company still has a lot of potential there. Our main focus is like, how can we provide economic opportunity for everyone? And I think that the more brand sentiment we're able to build, and for people to see that this is a way that we help provide opportunity for you, it feels like the pinnacle of what we're doing. I don't know how you put a number to it. There's not really like an OKR to reach here. It's kind of just, how can we provide more value to people who are trying to find a different way to work, and to find a way to work that works for their lifestyle, that works for the type of things they're interested in doing. That's what I'd like to accomplish large scale over the next year and continuing on from there.
Excellent. Happy Charles, content lead at gunn.io. Please tell everybody, what's your URL and what social media channels do you use? Where can people find you?
Our URL is just gunn.io. We are on Twitter, LinkedIn. They're all at gunn.io spelled out. We're also on Mastodon, trying to remember what instance. I think that they have posted about it on their Twitter. You follow that.
Abby Charles, thank you so much for spending some time with us today on Business Ninja.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew. It's been great.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, writeforme.io. And schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.